亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father,
爱我们的主耶稣基督
Our dear Lord Jesus,
你是坐宝座的神
You are the God sitting on the throne,
你统管万有
You control everything,
我们相信我们每一个人的生命气息都在你自己的手中
We believe everyone's breath is in your hands,
你把我们每一个人的岁月赏给我们要我们在地上认识你是我们的神
You gave us time in this world so we can know you are our God
而且你呼召我们来跟随你的儿子
And you call us to follow your son Jesus
做耶稣基督的门徒
To be his disciples
执行你所吩咐的命令
To live out your command for us
让我们在地上把神的国从天上带到地上来
So we can bring down the kingdom of heaven from heaven to earth
主我们就祷告
So Lord we pray
因为若不是你自己圣灵做工我们人没有任何一个办法叫另外一个人罪人可以得救
Unless your Holy Spirit works no one can make the other people get saved
只有圣灵来了叫人为罪为义为审判自己责备自己
Only Holy Spirit comes and let everyone be convicted for the righteousness for sin and for himself
主啊我们感谢你在我们的短短的人生中你让我们能够认识神的儿子
Lord, we thank you. In this short time in this earth, you let us know the Son of God, our Lord Jesus.
凡有气息的，我们都当赞美耶和华。
We all, whoever has breath, should praise the Father.
你也叫我们每一个人把每身体献上，当作活祭。
And also, you call us to offer our body as a living sacrifice.
主啊，我们活着不再为自己，我们活着乃是为着父的旨意而活。
So we live not for our own self, we are living for the will of the Father.
主啊，愿你的旨意在我们每一个用宝血买赎的神的儿女身上都得以实现。
We just pray your will be fulfilled in every children you purchase by your precious blood.
求主祝福我们今天的聚集。
May you bless our gathering today.
求圣灵保守你的仆人 Dick Andrew 他的脚步。
May Holy Spirit keep the footstep of your servant, our brother Dick Andrew.
让他能够平安的来。
So can come here safely.
就是听我们的祷告。
Lord, listen our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姊妹平安。本来我们上个礼拜应该见面的。
Just seen each other last week.
但是大雪把我们都关在家里了。
Oh yeah, because the snow, we didn't see each other last week.
那今天呢，应该是 Dick Andrew 弟兄跟我们有交通。
Today should be our brother Dick Andrew to share message with us.
他刚刚打个电话说他在路上被一个车祸把这个 traffic 堵住了。
He just called a moment ago that there was a car accident on the road, so he's
所以他来的话，他来的话我就下台。
So when he comes, I'll step down.
我两个主日以前跟弟兄姊妹开始交通，因为今年是我们整个的教会一起来思想一个非常重要的一本书，就是以弗所书。
This year our church are meditate one book is Ephesians.
我们从年初一直讲到年尾，十二月我就做总结。
So we have been teaching this book since beginning of the year. So now it's December. We have a summary.
因为这本书是专讲一个题目。
So this book is have a main theme.
这个题目就是神永远的旨意。
This theme is the internal purpose of God.
这个永远的旨意是在创世之前，神就已经定下来了。
So this internal purpose was set before the beginning of the creation.
意思就是说，这个宇宙都不存在。
So that means before the universe exists,
神在他的旨意里头就定规好，到底这位伟大的神他要干嘛？
God, the great God, has set his man he, what he want to do.
对，所以这件事情是在神的心目中他整个的目标，他整个工作的核心。
So in God's heart, this is the core of his work, the core of his purpose.
能够解释为什么有这个大宇宙。
That can explain why we have this universe.
为什么有你有我。
Why there's you and me.
我们堕落了，我们不过是尘土一样的人，可是神愿意让他独生的儿子来到这一个罪恶的世界，来买赎我们这些罪人，怎么样来解释？我们难道真的那么有价值吗？
All human fall, and we are just made by from dust. But God sent His precious Son to this world to save us. Do you think we are so worthy?
假使是你我来做神的话，我们会去为我们所造的一个机器人为他舍命，拯救这些机器人，你我不会做这件事，对吧？
If you were God and if you made a robot, would you sacrifice your life to save that robot?
我们把这些坏的机器人统统埋了，重新再造就是了吗？
We can just destroy all those bad robots and we can create new ones.
这是从人的观点，我们想这是理所当然的事情。
From man's point of view, this is very obvious.
可是神不是这样做的。
But God didn't do that.
他造了人是按照他的形象与样式造的，这个人在他的旨意中有一个独特的位置。
He made man and woman according to his image. So in his heart, human has a special position in his heart.
所以他愿意打发他的独生爱子来到这个地上，来买赎拯救我们这些犯罪不要他的人。
So he sent his beloved son to this world to save those who betrayed him.
所以我们必须认识 why 为什么他这个旨意是这样的定规，有他奇妙的智慧。
So we have to understand why God did this. In his purpose, he must have his special wisdom.
所以我们读以弗所书的时候，你就会发现，第一，保罗把这个旨意用很简单的话向我们述说。
So when we read the book of Ephesians, Paul used simple words to reveal God's purpose to us.
他知道我们听不懂。
He knows we don't understand.
所以他就跪下来为以弗所的圣徒做了一个非常重要的祷告，就是求神赐下智慧与启示的灵，打开我们心中的眼睛，让我们真知道他。
So he kneeled down, he prayed for the saints in Ephesians. He said, please give us the spirit of wisdom and the revelation so we can truly know him.
那么这个是必要条件。
So this is a necessary condition.
让我们能够从神得着这一个启示，透过这个圣灵的工作，我们来认识他，了解他的旨意是什么。
So we have to have this revelation, and with the help of Holy Spirit, we can know why God do this.
神也因着这个旨意，就继续在人的身上做工。他不单单让他的儿子来买赎了我们，得着一个新的生命，他要把我们带到什么样的地步，他全部一五一十的告诉我们。
And because of this internal purpose, God continue work in us, and He will lead us to the position where he wanted us to be.
到了第三章，
in chapter 3,
他再讲这个字，神永远的旨意。
He talked this internal purpose again.
那说这个旨意，他要借着一个器皿来表达。
In chapter 3, he said he will use a vessel to express.
让天上执政的、掌权的，也就是所有的天使、天君，他们还不懂神的旨意，神就要让教会来表达这个神的旨意。
He said he will let all the ones who have power in the air. So that means even the angels, they may not know God's will, but he will use this vessel to express.
所以 教会这个地位是了不得的一个地位。
So you can see church has a special position.
跟神永远旨意是结合在一起的。
It's connected with God's internal purpose.
所以我们如果违背了神的旨意，没有明白神的旨意，我们这辈子等于白活了。
So if we betrayed God's internal purpose, if we didn't understand God's internal purpose, we live this life in vain.
你如果记得主耶稣在马太福音曾经讲过一个很重要的话。
You might remember, Lord Jesus said a very important word in the book of Matthew.
就是在他登山宝训马太福音五六七这三章圣经，他讲到天国的时候，他曾经做了一个非常重要的警告。
So in chapter 5 to 7, when he talked about the kingdom of heaven, he made a very important statement.
那个警告，每次我去读的时候，读完恐惧战惊。
Actually, that's a warning. So every time I read that warning, I really humble and trembling.
我们都读过这段圣经。
I believe we all read that paragraph.
主说将来有很多人到我面前来。
He said, in the end, there are many people come before me.
说主啊，主啊。
The Lord, Lord.
我奉你的名传道，我也奉你的名赶鬼，我也奉你的名行许多的异能。
He said, in your name, I preach, I spread gospel, and I chase out demons and doing miracles.
但是主却给我们一个 surprise.
But the Lord gave us a surprise.
照人来讲，如果一个人奉耶稣的名传道，
So in our opinion, if someone in Jesus' name to preach,
又会赶鬼,
and can chase out demons,
还能够行许多的异能,
and can do many miracles.
哎，在你我的观念中，这是什么人啊?
So in your opinion, what kind of people those are?
上帝的大仆人啊。
Those are great servants
of
God.
对不对? 又会讲道, 又会赶鬼, 又会行异能, 绝对不是只有我们这么几个人坐在这里听的。
They can preach gospel, they can chase out demons, they can do miracles, definitely not one of us.
不是，我就不会那么少人在这边听讲道。
Oh, definitely not only less a little us.
一定是人山人海要听这位伟大神的仆人讲完道，还可以按手，还可以任何的病都可以得医治。你说你不来，你真是亏了，对不对
？If that person came, there will be like many people come to listen to him, and also he can put his hand on you to heal you. And so, yeah, we have to come.
这是神的大仆人呢。
So this is a great servant of God.
对不对？这样的大仆人到神的面前的时候，神应该说：“哎 ，well done。”
So we would thought, if this person come to Jesus, God will say,
对不对
？Oh, well done,
预备你一个大冠冕
，and give you a big crown.
这是我们照这一段话来想象的时候，我们觉得呀，能够做这样神的仆人多好啊
！So in our imagination, we would really be happy to be a servant like that.
但是事实不是如此。
But the reality is not.
非但主耶稣没有称赞这个大仆人，反而责备他。
Not only Jesus, didn't praise this servant, but blame him.
说我根本不认识你。
Say I didn't know you.
这已经够伤心了吧？下一句话更可怕。我从来不认识你啊。
So it's really sad, and because Jesus said, "I never know you."
作恶的人离开我去吧。
He said, "You're the wicked. Just leave me away."
天哪，传道是作恶吗？赶鬼是作恶吗？行许多的异能是作恶吗？主耶稣说是。
Do you think preaching gospel and chasing out demons and do miracles are wicked things? But Jesus said yes.
我不知道你读这段话的时候你怎么想。
I don't know what you think about when you read this paragraph.
我做传道人，我每次读这句话，我发抖。
I am a preacher. Every time I read this verse, I tremble.
意思是说，我可以白干。
That means all of what I did could be in vain.
对吧？辛辛苦苦干了一辈子，到主面前，主说你是作恶，我根本就不认识你，你不是昏倒吗
？You worked so hard in your whole life, and in the end, Lord said, I didn't know you.
Why? 为什么
？Why?
那整段的话是这么的震动人心，到底问题出在哪里啊？
So this so paragraph so shocking. What's the problem?
那不是 parable, it's a fact.
This fact is so.
这是主预言将来一定发生的事情。
And this something will happen, God said, Lord said.
那你会不会在那边说，哎呀，感谢主，我没有传道，传道的话可能完蛋了。
Would you say, oh, thank the Lord, I'm not a preacher. So,
是吗
？Is it?
问题不是传道，问题不是赶鬼，不是行异能，问题不在那里。
So problem is not about preaching or chasing out demons or doing miracles.
谁可以进神的国？天国。
Who can enter into the kingdom of heaven?
记得那段话，我们打开来看。这个话，你请你永远不要忘记。七章。马太七章。
Matthew chapter seven.
二十一节。
21。
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当日有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，我奉你的名行许多的异能吗？
Verse 21, it said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, leave me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以我们每一个读过圣经的人，我相信都读过这段话，对吧？
So whoever read Bibles, I believe you should have read this paragraph.
问题出在哪里？
So where's the problem?
好，我天父的什么旨意？
It's who does the will of my Father.
我们可以传道，我们可以传的全世界都是你的这个布道的工厂，我们可以赶鬼，我们可以行异能，这些事情都可以发生，但是你可以完全不照着什么父的旨意。
So we can preach gospel all around the world. We can build up churches and stuff, and we can chase off demons. But you can do all this without following God's will.
所以这个神的旨意这件事情，它不是 God's will, 它是 God's purpose.
God's purpose.
对，这里讲到这一个最重要的神永远的旨意。
So this is talking about the importance of the purpose of God.
也就是说，如果我们这一生没有跟神这个永远的旨意符合的话，你所有的传道，你所有的赶鬼，你所有行的异能，都可以等于什么？零。
So if what we did is not line up with God's purpose, so all the preaching, all the chase out demons and miracles just is equals zero.
我们整个在地上所有的一切的追求，神，我们所谓得到的神的祝福，这一切都可以跟神没有任何的直接旨意上的关系。
All the pursue in this world, pursue God in this world, and you know, even we say we're following God's command, but that could be have nothing to do with God's internal purpose.
所以，认识神永远的旨意可以说是我们这一生怎么样最重要的事情。
So knowing the purpose of God is the most important thing of our life.
对，这个是我今天在这个十二月的今年的最后这个一个月来给这个以弗所书做总结的时候，我要把这个高点，这个重点提到每一个人最需要注意的这个点上来。
So in this time during the year, we're doing the summary. I'll highlight this point to be the, it's the most important, part.
因为我们如果不认识的话，我们不知道我们活着干嘛。
So if you don't know God, the purpose of God, I don't know why.
我们很多的时候就认为，只要我信了耶稣，全部搞定。
Do you think as long as I believe in Jesus, everything will be set?
但是，这不是神的话语，神不是这样讲的。
But that's not what God says.
好，那 在这本以弗所书里头
So in this book of Ephesians
他怎么样来表达这个神永远的旨意保罗用了四个重要的 analogy 中文要
比喻
讲了四个
So in this book Paul used four analogies to express the purpose of God
对他第一个用的是我两个礼拜前讲的，就是耶稣是什么头，教会是他的什么身体，对吧？这是第一章启示给我们的。
So the first one is what I shared 2 weeks ago that Jesus is the head and church is the body.So that's the first revelation.
所以我讲过了，我就不再重复。
I will not repeat here.
所以这是上个礼拜，两个礼拜前我给他在讲神永远旨意的时候，第一个重要的总结是总结在我们大家都懂的头与什么身体的关系。
So we all know, we will not repeat, but we all know that this, the important is the relationship between the head and the body.
所以我们没有一个人可以。有头没有身体，或者有身体没有头，这都叫做死人，对吧？活的人是有头有身体的。
So everyone should have the head and body. So if you don't have the head or body, so you are dead.
那这个是我们人人都应该懂的一个很简单的真理。
So we all know this simple truth.
那问题是在这里。
The problem is.
耶稣是两种头 你是哪一种头我的意思说一个是真的头一个是假的头假的头叫 figurehead
So there are two kinds of heads One is the true head One is the figurehead
Figurehead 中文怎么翻傀儡好傀儡
Figurehead is yeah, 傀儡
对傀儡懂不懂
Do you know what that means?
就是你是头，但是没人听的，没人听你的。
That means I put you in the head position, but no one listen to you.
对吧 ？Figurehead.
Figurehead.、Yeah.
在每一家里面常常有这个故事，就是常常说丈夫是头，但是他是 figurehead.
So that's a story for in every family that they say, "Hey, the husband is a head, but he's a figurehead."
来，弟兄们，懂不懂这句话？
So probably brothers all know this.
这就很每一家里都有这个相同的故事，对吧？
Probably every family has similar stories.
但是主耶稣是教会的头，他不是 figurehead， 他必须是真正的头。
But Jesus is the head of the church. He has to be the true head.
凡事是他说了算。不是我们说了算，是他怎么说，他的旨意才算数。
So in everything, we have to follow his his will and his command.
对，这是他讲的第一个重要的比喻。
So this is the first important analogy.
到了第二章，他就讲另外一个比喻了。第二章。
Chapter two.
我们来看。
We can look at chapter two, Ephesians.
我们从第十六节念到结束。
Read from chapter, verse 16 to the end.
对，我那包里头有一杯水。第二章，我们从十六节，谢谢，十六节念到结束哈。我跟你轮流把这一段念完。
Okay, so we will read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16 to the end.Rotate in Chinese and English.
好，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架以体与灵所感，得以进到父面前。
So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石
In whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。好，这一段话我们刚刚读了，请问保罗用第二个比喻是什么？
So we have read this paragraph. So what is the second analogy?
房角石啊。
Is a cornerstone?
房角石是这个 temple 的中间的一块最重要的石头，没有错。但是他要讲的不是这块房角石而已，他要大家看的是什么？神在做一件事，什么？成为一个圣殿。最后呢，他可以借着圣灵住在这一个圣殿的里头，对不对？
Yeah, it's true. The cornerstone is the most important stone on the in the temple. But God let us see a bigger picture that He will build a bigger a temple, and then through the Holy Spirit, God will dwell among us.
所以在这个第一个比喻里头是讲到一个身体，一个人的身体，有头有身体。第二个比喻里头是讲到一个房，一个圣殿，一个房子。这个房子，整栋的房子，必须建在一个根基上面，一个基础上面 ，foundation。
Yeah, the first analogy is the head and the body, and the second analogy is a temple, a house that building on one foundation.
好，我们讲这本书的时候，我从年初就跟大家说，我拿另外旧约的一本书跟这个配起来一起看，因为那一本书跟这本书是有关系。
So in the beginning of the year, when I share book Ephesians, I said we will also teaching another book in the Old Testament because those two books are connected.
那本书就是以西结，对吧？
So that book is Ezekiel.
而且他看这个意象的时候，整个的国家都没有，整个的以色列都没有了。
So in that, in Ezekiel's vision, the whole Israel country was gone.
对吧？然后他的圣殿呢，所罗门建的那个殿呢，也被毁了。
And the temple that Solomon built was destroyed too.
就在那样最黑暗、最没有前途，一个祭司应该在圣殿里面侍奉神的这个神的仆人，结果什么都没有，家破人亡。
So in that darkest time, the hopeless, this priest Ezekiel supposed to serve in the temple, but he lost everything. He had nothing.
对，在那样的危机的时候，神就让他看见异象。
In that crisis condition, God let him see a vision.
所以他看见的异象，你去读以西结，一开始他看见的是什么？神荣耀的宝座，宝座。
So if you read Ezekiel, Ezekiel, and you can see the first vision he saw was the glorious throne.
当然，那本书整个是48章圣经，是非常长的一本书。
There are 48 chapters in the book of Ezekiel.
对，但是神给他看的意象四个，在那本48章圣经里头，他看见四个大的意象。
But God let him see four big visions.
对，那这个宝座是一个重要的意象。
The throne is the first important vision.
然后你到后面到37章的时候，有一个很稀奇的意象，就是本来他看见满山面片骨都是死人骨头。
And in chapter 37, there's another vision that he see all the bones in the
spread out
through the valley.
啊，都是 dry bone.
They're all dry bones.
一点生命的气息都没有。
There's no sense of life.
神就对他的仆人说，向着这些死人骨头怎么样讲道。
And God led him to talk to this, speak to those bones.
那他就看见这些死人骨头怎么样，就开始有声音，有地震，然后就开始连起来了。
And you can see those bones start moving and then they connect together.
对，长了肉，长了皮，长了筋，最后变成什么？一个大的耶和华的军队，有没有？
They start adding attach tendons and the flesh and skins to the bones, and then they form an army of Jehovah.
啊，他这个意象就是说，有一天这个四散天下的以色列人，有一天怎么样，还要回来。
So this is a prophecy that all the Israelites scattered around the world will come back.
这是这个意象要表明的那个核心的意义。
So this is the true meaning of this vision. But
保罗等到他来讲以弗所书的时候，怕他把整个以弗所以西结看到的意象往更深的一个层次来看。
But when Paul speaks in the book of Ephesians, he put the vision in a higher level.
对，这个 higher level 是什么呢？因为在旧约的时候，神的救恩只向一个民族启示，那个民族就是亚伯拉罕的子孙以色列这个民族，对吧？
Because in the Old Testament time, the God's will is toward the God's chosen people. That's only one race. That's the Israelites.
外邦人是没有份的。
The Gentiles has no part of it.
但是，到了新约了。
But in New Testament time,
神的救恩不但临到以色列人。
God's salvation not only upon the Israelites.
而以色列人拒绝这个神的儿子耶稣基督。
And the Israelites reject the Savior, Lord Jesus.
神怎么做呢？
What did God do?
神就把他的救恩从以色列人转向什么？外邦人。
And then God turned his salvation from Israelites to the Gentiles.
所以你去读《使徒行传》的时候，
If you read the book of Acts,
教会什么时候诞生？
When was the church founded, started?
对，安提阿是后来，我是说诞生的时候是在五旬节，在耶路撒冷，对吧
？It's when there's the Pentecost that in Jerusalem.
那么在五旬节那一天，圣灵降临，把头跟身体，当时有多少地上有多少的肢体？120个，对吧？那120个人跟头连起来了。
So on that day, the Holy Spirit pulled down from heaven.And connect the head with the body. At that time, there was 120 disciples.
然后彼得开始起来传，为耶稣做见证。
And Peter raised up and to testify for Jesus.
第一次布道会一开，多少人信主啊？3000。
The first preaching gathering, there are 3,000 people.
第二次再开一个布道会，5000，对不对
？The second time, 5,000.
所以耶路撒冷的教会从120就马上变成8120了。
So very quickly, the church in Jerusalem from 120 grew to 8,120.
对不对？这个身体就快速的成长。
So the body grows really rapidly.
然后他们就在耶路撒冷。在地如在天，天天聚会，擘饼纪念主，这个是人类大概第一次看到天到地上来了。
So all the churches, all the brothers and sisters in Jerusalem at that time living like in heaven. So every day they break the bread and then they worship God.
对 ，worship God.
Worship God. And,
然后这个凡物公用。
And they share everything they have. So,
对，那是最早的共产主义完全实现。
So it's the first sign of the communists.
那是真的。
So that's a true sharing.
对，现在是假的。
So now it's a fake one.
对不对？江泽民死了，不是对，江泽民死了，做这是无产阶级大什么？
翻身。
啊，大头，他死了，结果儿子有。5000亿美金的财产，孙子。
I've just heard the Jiang Zemin pass away, and his grandson has like 500 billion U.S. dollars.
对，就叫无产阶级。所以这些都是笑话，骗人的。
So yeah, now it's just a joke.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。神的见证曾经在这个地球上出现过。
Dear brothers and sisters, God's testimony used to fulfill, show up in this earth.
然后教会从耶路撒冷就开始向外走。
And then from that time, the church from Jerusalem and spread out to the to the rest of the
开始从耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚一直到那个时候外邦是哪里啊第一个外邦的教会就是十三章了嘛安提阿的教会对吧安提阿的教会 Antioch
Yeah, so from Jerusalem and then the gospel spread out to the Judea and then to Samaria and to the end of the world at that moment. So the first church, Gentile church was Antioch, church in Antioch.
对 Antioch. 然后保罗就从 Antioch 开始出来传道。
And then Paul started his missionary journey from Antioch.
对然后他就开始把这个福音从 Antioch 就一直带到地基。
And then Paul preached gospel from Antioch to the end of the world.
那是在第一世纪的时候，你可以看到神的工作，如耶稣的预言或者耶稣的命令，这个工作就开始向外走。
You can see in the first century, the church work is just like what Jesus commanded and spread out.
所以你就会忽然间发现，神的工作在新约时代里头，他的工作从犹太人就开始扩张到全世界的人，只要你愿意相信神的儿子耶稣基督，做不但你的救主，必须做你的什么？啊？
主，
他必须是你的头啊，就是你的王啊。
So we can see in the first century, the gospels of then from the Israelites and then to the Gentiles and then. So whoever believes in Jesus will receive this salvation. So not only Jesus is your savior, he has to be your head, your king.
对，这个神的工作从犹太人扩张到外邦人，这是一个非常非常大的突破。
So it's a great breakthrough from the Israelites to Gentiles.
那第一个把这个福音带到外邦人的不是保罗，是彼得。
The first one to preach gospel to a Gentile was not Paul but Peter.
Peter 有一次在屋顶上祷告，忽然间看到一个异象，就是一个大白布从天上降下来，里面有各式各样的动物，有的是洁净的，有的是不洁净的。天使对他说：“宰来吃。”他说：“不行，这里面不洁净的，我是不吃的。”这样子三次，神要跟他传达一个信息。
So there's one time Peter was praying on the top of the roof and God let him see a vision that there's a big
cloth
and then filled with the clean and unclean animals and then God said eat them and there are three times
对
so
那彼得说我从小就不吃这个不洁净的现在你要我把这个宰来吃这个不行的。
And Peter said, I never touched the unclean animals, so I cannot eat them.
他正在思想神为什么让他看见这个稀奇的异象，就有一个人，有几个人在他的门口敲门。
Why Peter was pondering why God let him see this, and there are people knocking on the door.
啊，就在问，哎，西门彼得是哪一个人？彼得说就是我。啊，他说我的主人请我来，请你去。他家跟他传福音，一听要去哥尼流，是一个什么？是这个罗马营的营长，他是一个敬畏神的人。那他也看到一个异象，所以打发人来请彼得去跟他传道。
And that person was looking for a Simon Peter, and Peter said, "Hey, what do you want me to do?" And he said, "My master sent me here to ask Peter to preach gospel to him.
对,
and his master is a Gentile, a Roman
soldier, centurion.
Centurion.
对,
yeah.
那后来我们知道彼得就去了，一传福音还没有福音讲到一半，圣灵已经降下来，让全家百夫长全家都得救了。
And we all know Peter then went and preached gospel to them, and only halfway the Holy Spirit pouring down from heaven, and all the Centurion's family, whole household believed.
所以这就是这个神的工作从犹太人开始扩张到外邦人的身上。
So this is a starting point that the gospel from the Jews to the Gentiles.
所以当这个教会开始向外邦展开的时候，神就找了这个保罗来。为什么？因为保罗是接受过犹太人的教育，还有接受完整的外邦人的教育，所以他对外邦人完全懂得他们的思想、他们的哲学、他们的问题在哪里。所以神就用保罗向外邦人做见证。
So when God started His work in Gentiles, God called Paul to continue because Paul has the background of both Jewish and Gentile, because Paul educated in Romans system.
彼得就没这个本事。
And Paul wasn't like that.
Peter.
Oh, Peter.
为什么？他只吃辣的，不吃不辣的。我是举一个比喻，就食物就把你绊倒了，吃的这一关你就过不去。
Because Paul was raised up as a Jewish, so he only eats certain things. So that's a big obstacle.
犹太人吃的叫做 kosher food.
So he only eats kosher food.
对，你知道唐朝的时候有一批从以色列移民到中国来的支派，那些人有一个吃的习惯跟中国人完全不一样。
So you know, in the Tang Dynasty, that there was a tribe of Israelites came to China, and what they ate were totally different from.
最后考据，这一批移民到中国来的叫做纳弗塔利支派。
So it said that tribe was.
对，他们住在河南开封。河南的开封当时的皇帝就赐给他百家姓，第一姓姓赵，所以他们一直叫姓赵的赵家人。
那不是唐朝是姓李啊，宋朝姓赵。 So at that time the empire was the capital in 开封河南， so they gave them a last name
他们
赵。
那个时候的中国人看这批人怪里怪气，因为他们吃东西把筋都挑掉，筋啊，这个脚的筋挑掉，不吃筋的。
So that time, people see those the tribe really weird because they take out the tenders of the meat.
Yeah, 那所以叫这一批人的新的教叫做挑筋教。
So they have a special name.
总而言之，这你就知道这个食物这一关就很难过。中国人有很多东西吃，也有很多东西不吃，对不对？
So we know the food is a big obstacle for people, especially for Chinese.
所以那保罗就没有这个难处，他大概什么都吃，对吧？
So Paul probably can eat anything, so he doesn't have that problem.
所以保罗成为神的仆人，去把这个外邦人的教会带到全世界各地。所以他在这一章里头，他特别讲到，今天我有一个奥秘，这个奥秘就是外邦人在神的整个的计划里面有一份。
So probably that's why God called Paul to spread gospel, to the Gentiles and to the end of the world. So in this chapter, we can see that God has a special purpose.
我们刚刚读的二章十九节，他说：“你们不再做外人和客旅。”与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。这是一个非常重要的一句话。
So in chapter 2 verse 19 it says, So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints of God's household.
到了第三章第六节，他再讲一次。
And in the chapter 3 verse 6 he said that again.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
He says to be specific that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
所以在这一节圣经里面，他讲了三次同同同。
And in this verse he says three times like fellow.
对吧？这是一个非常重要的突破。
It's a big breakthrough.
跟神的永远的旨意发生关系。
I have connected with God the internal purpose.
他要传这个福音，犹太人不干。
So when Paul preached this gospel to Gentiles, Jewish didn't like it.
在犹太人的传统概念里头，神的救恩只给谁有份呢？犹太人有份，外邦人根本没门。
So in Jewish man, the God's salvation is only for Jews, not for Gentiles.
但是主耶稣叫保罗把这个福音带给外邦人，所以犹太人就追着他的屁股，没完没了。
So here God called Paul to spread gospel to Gentiles, so that all the Jews are chasing Paul.
Paul, yeah, 要逼迫他。
And to persecute him.
认为他背叛了祖宗的这个传统。
Because he betrayed the tradition of their forefathers.
好，那我话拉回来讲到这一个圣殿。
So let's talk about the temple.
对吧？这里他用的这个殿来表明神永远的旨意。
Here he used the holy temple to reveal God's internal purpose.
怎么理解？
How do you understand?
殿是干嘛的？
What's the temple for?
他在这边解释，他说，哦，主耶稣是这个房角石，这个殿的房角石。
He said Christ Jesus himself is the cornerstone.
对吧？全房靠他联络的合适。
The whole building being fitted together.
因为这个房角石是整个的房子的第一，它的方向是朝南朝北，是根据这个房角石来做标准的。
Because the cornerstone defines the position and the direction of the whole temple.
对，一切是以这块房角石它的方向为标准。
So the whole temple is according to the direction of the cornerstone.
对，我们当二十年前建这个的时候，建这个 building 的时候。
So 20 years ago we built this building.
我不知道，应该敏雄还记得。
敏雄 probably still remember.
我们下面在拉这个钢筋梁这个地基。
So we have the iron, no, steel, foundation.
对，这个那个时候有一根梁位置不对。
So、
所以有没有？是不是有这回事？稍微斜了一点，我记得有这个印象。
So there was one steel was not in the right exact position.
这个地基中间一个，所以后来又调整了一下。
In the end, we adjusted.
总而言之，这个地基是非常重要的。
The foundation is super important.
因为将来整个的房子是建在这个地基的上面。
Because in the end, the whole building was built upon this foundation.
地基错了。
If the foundation is not right.
上面也就错了。
And the building will be will go wrong.
所以这个地基是非常非常的重要的一件事情。
The foundation is a very very important thing.
对，那这一切都必须跟主耶稣他的教训、他的教导是整个神信仰的根基。
So everything has to build upon Jesus' teaching and Jesus' word because that's the foundation of the faith.
对，差一点的。差之毫厘怎么样？失之千里，这是我们中国话里面一句很重要的话。一分在这个根基的事情上，是一分都不能差的。
If you miss a little bit in the foundation, in the end you will miss a lot.
对，好。那么，在这一段话的里头，保罗就让我们看到，神在建造一个圣殿。
So in this paragraph, God let us see, Paul let us see, God is building a holy temple.
对，二十一节说，渐渐成为主的圣殿这几个字。
Verse 21 says, "It grew into a holy temple in the Lord."
好，我们脑袋里面想的，一讲到殿，我们就想到一个房子，对吧？这是很自然的事情。
So in our mind, when we talk about temple, we think about a building.
好，那所以我们常常讲教会是神的殿，所以呢，一看到一个礼拜堂上面有一个十字架，马上说啊，那就是教会。
Often we see the church is God's building, and then once we see there's a cross on the top of a building, we say, oh, that's a church.
这是人的联想。
That's our imagination.
不是 imagination, 是我们的 connection. 我们
yeah, that's our thinking. Yeah,
我们想到房子嘛，就是一个建筑物，对吧
？Yeah, so yeah. When
但是
yeah, but
这不是神要讲的一个建筑物，是物质的东西，不是这样想的。
But God man is not talking about a physical building.
对。所以对我们人来讲就太玄了，很玄，因为你不是一个物质的东西，你讲起来就变成一个空洞的理论的东西了。
Yeah, so that sounds like tricky and abstract, because if we are not talking about a physical thing, so we are talking about something just in theory.
好，你把话拉到旧约的以西结书去看。
So if we look at in Ezekiel,
以西结书，如果你今年有去好好照着我的话，建议你们去读以西结书的话，你会看到从四十章开始往后，一直到四十八章。
If you follow my recommendation to read the book of Ezekiel, you will see from chapter 40 to the end.
我们打开来看一下。
We can look at together.
以西结四十章。
Ezekiel chapter 40. Verse 1.
以西结四十章第一节，我要请跟我一起，念到第五节一到五，好吧
？Yeah, we'll read through one through five.
我们也是轮流念哈。
Okay.
我们被掳掠第二十五年，在耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月之初十日，耶和华的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地。
In the visions of God, he brought me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain, and on it to the south.There was something like a structure of a city.
他带我到那里见一个人，颜色如铜，手拿麻绳和度量量度的杆，站在门口。
And the man said to me, "Son of man, see with your eyes, hear with your ears, and pay attention to all that I'm going to show you. For you have been brought here in order to show it to you. Declare to the house."Of Israel, all that you see.
我见殿四围有墙，那人手里量度的杆长六轴，每轴是一轴一零一寸一掌。他用杆量墙，厚一杆，高一杆。好，我们就念这么多，后面你自己去读细节。
I will just read and stop here.
那我把这头几节。读给大家听的原因在哪里
？Why we just read the first five verses？
就是当这个先知看见这个异象的时候，哎，耶路撒冷有什么？啊，耶路撒冷有什么
？Do you know when this prophet saw this vision? What Jerusalem has？
他先告诉我们时间。他看见这个异象的时候，他已经是被掳之后第二十五年，已经到他身在异乡已经有二十五年之久了。
So the first verse he told us that it has been 25 years of their exile.
而且耶路撒冷城也被这个尼布加尼撒王攻破了十四年了。
And 14 years after the city of Jerusalem was taken.
好。那意思就是说，这个时候耶路撒冷，他能够看见什么？什么都没有，废墟。
So what can he see of Jerusalem? It's a
废墟。
废墟是什么？
ruin, total ruin.
Total ruin of the city.
什么都没有，就是一个废墟。
Yeah.
那个圣殿已经烧掉了，当年的荣耀完全败落。
And the original temple was burned out, and all the glory was gone.
对，这是一个。时代的大悲剧，对吧
？It's a tragedy of that age.
就在这个地方，神让他看到一个异象。
And right there, God let him see a vision.
他见到有一个人在那里能够量这个地，而且有神告诉他有什么尺寸。
And he saw a man to measure the land, and also he knows the size.
对，所以你如果从四十章往下读的时候，你就知道神给他一个启示，将来要有一个什么，一个殿。将来有一个殿。
And if you read on of that chapter, you can see God tell him in the future there will be a temple.
不但有一个殿，而且有一个城。
Not only a temple, but have a city.
对，你如果往后读的时候，这个他看到到了是到后面，你就会看到有一个耶路撒冷新的城。
If you read the next few chapters, you can see there's a new Jerusalem.
好，后来这个是第一个殿被拆掉的。
So that was a first temple and was destroyed.
后来有第二个殿建起来。
And there was a second temple was built up.
第二个殿建起来又被拆掉了。
And the second temple was destroyed again.
那是主耶稣预言，有一天你们所看见的这个殿，将来没有一块石头要留在石头上。
So that what Jesus said, that the temple you see today, will one day there will be no stone on top of another.
所以整个以色列的历史是围绕着两个圣殿讲的。
So we can see the whole history of Israel was around the two temples.
都有相同的命运，两个圣殿都被拆掉了。
And both have the same fate.
而且
also destroyed.
根据犹太的历史的记录，拆掉的日期是一模一样。第一个殿几月几号在拆的，第二个殿还是几月几号拆的。
And according to the recording of the Jewish, both temples were destroyed on the same date.
这是何等的巧合吗？
Is this a coincidence?
是神要送一个很清楚的信号，不要把你的眼睛注视在这个，以为这个殿就是神要住在这里。大卫，不是所罗门讲得很清楚，所罗门建了第一个殿之后，他做一个祷告，天是你的座位，地是你的脚凳，我要造何等的殿宇，这个殿宇人看很大，在你来看呢，连装你的脚凳都不够。
And here God sent a very clear signal that the physical temple is not a focus. We all remember when Solomon, King Solomon offered the temple and he made a prayer that he said, God used, heaven is God.
天是你的座位。
So God's, the heaven is God's seat. Throne.
那地是你的脚凳。
And the earth is his footstool.
Footstool, 对。我造的这个殿哪里够你住呢？
So the temple is not enough for God to live.
对不对？如果你认为神就住在这个殿里，你把你的神看得怎么样？太小了。
Yeah, if you believe your God will live in the man-made temple, you downlook your God.
所以他们以色列人就把这个地方当作神住在这里了。
The Israelites treated the temple as the place where the God stays.
总而言之，这是太长的故事。
So it's a long story.
总而言之，人的观念跟神的观念斗不起来的。
So the, our man are different, is different from God.
我们想事情都是从物质的眼光来看事情的。
So when we look at things, when we think about things, we look at from a physical, material point of view.
但是神看事情是从灵，从宝座来看，他看事情跟我们看事情是完全天地之差。
But when God look at things, he look at from a spiritual view and from a view from heaven. So it's really a difference of heaven and earth.
对，是从两个不同的角度看。
Totally two different angles.
好，那现在神要带我们进到他永远的旨意里头去，对吧？
Now God wants to bring us into His internal purpose.
他必须把我们这个属地的概念完全突破。
He has to change our point of view of the earth.
对，他要把我们从地带到什么？天。
Will bring us from the earth to heaven.
我们要与他一同掌权的话，你必须从宝座看整个神的宏观的计划是什么。
If you were to reign in heaven with the Lord, so we have to have a heavenly point of view.
对，这是神必须在他的教会身上做成的一件事情。
So this is something God will do in His work,
好
in His church.
那现在保罗讲到第二个比喻的时候，他让神在建造一个圣殿。
So here Paul uses a second analogy, saying God will create a holy temple.
但是他把两个殿都给拆了。
But the first two temples were destroyed.
对不对？以西结讲圣殿的时候，第一个 temple 没有了。他等到保罗讲圣殿的时候，第二个殿也快没有了，对不对？因为到了主后七十年，这个第二个殿已经没有了。
So when Ezekiel talking about a holy temple, the first temple was gone. Here, when Paul talking about temple, the second temple almost gone. So we know after at 70 AD, the second temple was destroyed.
但是神有没有殿？
But does God have a temple?
有没有殿？
Is there a
有。
Yes, there is.
那个殿是什么？
What is it?
就是你跟我。
It's you and me.
而且不是零零散散的散开来的，殿是一块一块的石头怎么样砌起来的，连在一起的。
It's not scattered, spread around, but it's the temple was built.By stones with one connect to another.
对，所以基督徒没有单个儿的。
So there's no like single Christian.
基督徒没有单个儿的。
So there's no individual Christians.
你必须跟另外一个基督徒像一块石头跟另外一个石头怎么样连接在一起的。
So you have to connect with another Christian just like one stone connect to another.
很多的人认为，哎呀，只要我得救了，我高兴去哪里就去哪里。哦。你必须跟神的家怎么样连在一起
？Someone will say, once I saved, I can do whatever I want, go anywhere I want. But no, you have to connect with the church.
那为什么？你说为什么神要限制我没有这个自由
？You say, why don't I have this freedom?
就看看你的身体，你有一右手，你必须要有一个左手，你不能只有一个手，对不对
？Just look at your body. If you have a left hand, you have to have a right hand.
不然你就是残废人。
Otherwise, you are,
handicapped.
Handicapped.
对不对？有右脚，你必须有个左脚。
The right leg, you have to a left.
那一个房子也是一样的。
The same to the temple.
对吧？每一个房子，它必须每一块石头跟另外一个石头是连接在一起，才有办法建成一个房子。
One stone has to connect to another stone, then we can build up a.
所以这个概念你必须要从神的观念来讲，神要讲一个抽象的观念给我们，但是用具体的事情讲给我们听，好让我们能够懂到底神在讲什么。
So we have to follow God's mind. So God tried to explain us an abstract concept, but He used a physical example to reveal to us.
对，好。那我的今天的讲道要结束在哪个点上？
So I'll end in one point.
第二章的结束，他是说二十二节，
so、
你们也靠他同被建造成为神，借着圣灵居住的所在。
Verse 22, he said, "In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit."
那神在这句话里面要表达什么？二十二节要表达什么是神要表达的，要说的。
What does God trying to see here?
好，二十二节神要说什么
？What does God want to say?
这个房子谁要住在这里啊
？Who's going to live in this house?
神要住在这里，这是他要表达的这个点。
So God will dwell in this house.
对吧？你们没有反应，我也不就、
right?
不讲了，对不对啊，各位？对。好，这是第二章的结束。保罗讲这一个圣殿的时候，来比喻讲到神永远的旨意。
So this is the end of the chapter 2. So here when Paul mentioned this, the Holy Temple, he talking about the internal purpose of God.
所以你讲到第一个点的时候, 神是说, 是一个身体, 是一个头, 跟身体的关系。
So in the first vision, he said that's the relationship of head and body.
耶稣必须是这个身体的头。
So Jesus has to be the head of the body.
这是神永远旨意的第一个点。
So this is the point one of the God internal purpose.
第二个点,
second point.
神要建一个房子。
God will build a house.
这个房子的重点是什么?
What's the importance of the house?
每一块石头不能少, 都要连起来。
So every stone will be connected.
对不对? 每一块石头都少不了, 它都有它特定的功能。
So every stone is important.
最后,
special...
当这个房子按着神的旨意把它连接在一起的时候, 神说, 我要住在这里。
So when the all stones were connected according to God's will, and God said, I will dwell in here.
哎, 这个代表了什么思想?
What does that mean?
啊, 我要住在这里, 什么意思啊?
What does that mean? God said, I will live here.
这是谁的家? 神的家。
So this is the household of God.
对不对? 哎, 你们没有反应。
So just, you don't, you're not interested.
神要跟我们表达一个思想。
So God want to...
哎, 他为什么当初创造了亚当跟夏娃两个人呢?
Why did God create Adam and Eve in the beginning?
啊,
Why?
没事,你两个泥娃娃说你们在这边好好干啊。
Just made two people and say, hey, you guys just stay here, be happy.
Ever after.
Ever after.
是吗?
Is that it?
伊甸园要表达什么?
What's the meaning of Garden of Eden?
啊, 伊甸园的美在哪里? 是那些树很美吗?
What's the beauty of the Garden of Eden? Is
because 啊, 有山有水, 很美吗?
Because the cinematic views?
是那些可以很美的, 我觉得相信那个是全世界最美的一幅图画。
Yeah, we believe that definitely beautiful.
但是那个神把那个故事讲给我们每一个人听, 要表达什么?
But when God tells the story of Garden of Eden, what did God want to say?
神要住在人中间, 那个整个的故事最大的悲剧结尾是什么? 亚当跟夏娃, 扫地出门, 对不对?
Yeah, God has a purpose. He wants to live with people, to dwell among people. But the sad ending of the story of Garden of Eden is Adam and Eve were chased out of the garden.
什么 up?
Chased out.
Oh, chased out, 对, 扫地出门。 那天最伤心的是谁?
Who was the one really sad?
是神最伤心。
God was the one really sad.
懂吗?
Do you know God's heart?
天下最伤心的不是亚当夏娃, 是神自己。
Who, the most sad people are the ones are not Adam and Eve, but God.
所以你如果懂得神在想什么,你离天堂就怎么样?就很近。
If you know what God is thinking, you are closer,
nearer to heaven. 不要做一个猛查查的人啊。神是神,你是你,你真是白活了。
Don't be a person of with a confusion.
好,
God is God and you
are. 那这个思想在以西结书有没有表达? 有。
And also that's thinking was put into the book
请你,
of Ezekiel.
请你翻到以西结书的结束。
Let's look at the end of the Ezekiel.
以西结书的结束是结束在48章, 对吧?
Verse, chapter 48.
最后一句话。
In the end.
35节。
Verse 35.
城四围共18000肘。
Verse 35. The city shall be 18,000 cubits all around, and the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord is there.
好, 这是中文的翻译是耶和华的所在, 英文的翻译是 Jehovah,
the Lord is there.
The Lord is there. 有的版本就 the Lord is here.
Yeah.
有的版本是这样翻
Some versions translate it as the Lord is here.
但是你去读原文的话
If you look at the original translation,
the
original
Hebrew,
book, Hebrew.
是 Jehovah Shammah.
It's Jehovah Shammah.
因为从创世纪一直到这个旧约的最后一本书马拉基这三十九卷书里面神常常启示他自己的名字
So we know in the Old Testament a total of 39 books so God often revealed his name
最早在创世纪里头曾经耶和华启示他的名字就是当亚伯拉罕献以撒
So we know in the first time God revealed his name is when Abraham offered Isaac
那不是这个儿子问爸爸哎什么都预备好了羊羔呢
So the son asked the father that everything is ready where's the lamb
对那爸爸说什么耶和华预备、哦、
So
其实他不敢讲就是你
So Abraham, Abraham said Jehovah
Jireh
Jireh 以勒
所以他后来神叫他停不准杀这个儿子的时候他就预备了一只羊羔把这个羊羔献上代替了他的儿子有没有
Then when the angel stopped the, Abraham to kill Isaac and God prepared a lamb
所以叫那个地方叫做耶和华以勒
So the place called Jehovah Yireh
像诸如此类在旧约里头有耶和华以勒耶和华沙龙耶和华尼西不同的名字
So there are places in the Old Testament saying Jehovah Yireh Jehovah Shalom and Jehovah
Nisi
对
啊那这里就是 Jehovah Shammah
This is Jehovah Shammah
什么意思
What that means
耶和华要住在这里
That means Jehovah is here
那这本书前面你如果读的话最大的悲剧是什么
If you look at this book what's the biggest tragedy
就是耶和华的荣耀从圣殿离开了
was that the glory of Jehovah left the temple.
这是以西结意象中最大的悲剧的那个意象就是神的荣耀本来在神的殿里结果以色列人对神完全不忠心去拜偶像不听神的话神逼不得已离开了他的圣殿。
So that's a tragedy and a tragic vision that Ezekiel received that the God's glory left the temple because the Israelites betrayed God, they are not faithful, and they worship idols, and God's glory had to leave the temple.
所以神在这本书里头，前面说到耶和华荣耀的离开，后面说到耶和华荣耀的回归，回来了。
So in this book, it talks about the glory of God leaving Israelites, and then in the end, talking about his return.
Why?为什么要回来
why God's glory will return
因为这是神永远的旨意
because that's the internal purpose of God
他爱上了我们
he loved us
就没有改变
and he never changed
人可以否认他人可以弃绝他
we can deny him we can forsake him
他的旨意永远不改
But his will never changed.
我永远爱你，我永远的爱你。你不爱我，我还是爱你，爱你到底。
I love you. I love you forever. I use the forever love to love you.
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
神爱我们。
God loves us so much.
我们怎么样对待他
？Now it's like how we treat him.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主
Dear Lord
你是爱的神
You are God of love
你从来没有改变你对我们的爱
You never changed your love to us
只有我们不爱你
We didn't love you
我们也朝三暮四变来变去
We changing around we betrayed you
主啊
Dear Lord
你为爱我们付了何等沉痛的代价
How much price you paid for loving us.
我们是负心人，你从来没有负过我们的爱情的心。
We are unfaithful, but Lord, you never change the heart you love us.
你说我们是你的家。
You said we are
your house.
We are your house.
你愿意永远住在这里。
You are willing to live here forever.
主啊，如果没有人爱你，你怎么住得下来呢？
If no one loves you, how could you live here?
主，但愿我们重新复习，我们来做一个永远爱你的人。
Lord, we just pray you will wake us up so we can be the ones to love you.
赦免我们所有对你的不忠诚。
Lord, please forgive us all our unfaithfulness.
愿我们生命中所有的偶像一个一个都被你拿掉。
We pray you remove all the idols in our life.
让你在我们心目中永远是唯一的所爱。
You are the only one we love.
因为是你就是这样对待我们的。
Because this is how you love us.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
愿你的旨意，永远的旨意被我们每一个人认识而且爱戴。
May your internal purpose be revealed to every one of us, and we are love and follow it.
听我们的祷告。
Listen our prayers.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.